All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. Friday night, and we are live. Hope you're doing good. Hope everyone's being blessed in Jesus' mighty name. If you're not, be blessed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat right now. Gloyd Shaw is on. Hot Shot Sites, Hot Shot Insights is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Kev Guy 1 is on. K4 VMS is on. Perry Heather 120 is on. Sexy Ponies on. Joins is on. Charlie 340 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Mike Griffith is on. Hassle Neanderthal Soup is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Why Not Me is on. Jim Brody's on. Gritterdom is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Dead Plant is on. Sheila K is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Tim L. T. Bird is on. One Fast Rob is on. Charlie 340 is on. Let me see here. Joe Heathen is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. John Phillips is on. Uncle Wally is on. Phil McCracken is on. Love it. Volvo 960 is on. Readers 1 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Let me see. Scott Allott is on. Q1 3013 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Sparkle 714 is on. Patriot of the North 156 is on. Dave Souter is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let's hop right to this thing. CR number 3 finally passed. I didn't want anything to pass, just for the right. You know, for me, shut the government down. Unless it's actual spending cuts, I'm just being honest with you. I'm with the 34. Notice here, 34 Republicans voted against it. I have the full list of those who voted against it. All these people are not Trumpers. These are not people who are against Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. A lot of them campaigned for Donald Trump. And people are, you know, a lot of times we're getting overly tribal here in that if you don't vote for something that Donald Trump supports, you're anti-Trump or you're never Trump. I mean, obviously, I voted for Donald Trump 3 times. If he runs again, somehow we figure out a way for him to run again in 2020 and vote for him again. I'm just telling you, it doesn't mean that every single thing he does, I'm for. And he's not really, Donald Trump isn't really for this bill either. It's basically just like, let's just do the best that we can. That's not good enough anymore. And I'm not speaking for Donald Trump. I'm just saying none of it's good enough anymore. I understand his motivations here to get the CR passed so the government is funded, so he doesn't have to deal with the Democrats with Donald Trump shut down the government. I understand all of that. But listen, again, what is the federal government? I understand possibly local government when you have your roads being paved, you got police department, fire department, things like that. But what does the federal government do for you? Ever. I honestly can't think of one thing the federal government has ever done for me. People might say, well, they pave I-75. That's the big interstate in Florida, I-95. Not well. So what do they do for me? Nothing. What would a federal government shutdown from December 20th to January 20th do when everybody's off next week anyway? What does it really matter? Nothing. It wouldn't affect you and I at all, but it's put out there. And again, I don't mean to relate everything back to COVID, but it's very easy. It's basically creating a false emergency. If we don't pass this thing, the government's going to shut down. Who cares? If you get COVID, okay? If I get COVID, what? You'll have COVID. Who cares? It's a 99.99% survivable virus. Who cares if I get it? Who cares if the government shuts down? Again, there's no great calamity if you get COVID, and there is no great calamity if the government shuts down. So who cares? But again, it's just another false front put out by both Republicans and Democrats because for all intents and purposes, they really are the same thing. Here we are again. Here we are again. Like, Tom, come on. I thought you were a staunch Republican. I am. I really stand with those 34. Now, there's some people that voted for it that are certainly ardent Trump supporters also. And I take the stance that I had last night. If it passed, I would have spoken negatively about it, but my hair wouldn't have been on fire about it. If it didn't pass, I'm more in favor of it not passing and shutting down the government. Because if it did pass, okay, so we went from a 1,500-page bill to a 116-page bill, and now today's was a 118-page bill. Everyone would be like, well, it's a much smaller bill. It is much smaller, but folks, it adds over $110 billion to the deficit. This bill right here. It's not, people will say Donald Trump's bill. It's not Donald Trump's bill because Donald Trump is not the president. He is behind the scenes, and obviously he and Elon smashed the first one, which was an absolute atrocity, with a 40% increase in pay for congressmen and senators. That's exactly what they need, right? All these multi-billionaires scamming the stock department need a 40% raise? No. Which, by the way, just so everybody knows, we're going to get deep down into this thing. And again, I just apologize for the extreme boringness of these podcasts. Because as we're sitting here talking about CRs, believe me, I'd rather talk about other things. But you have to talk about it because the least sexy thing on the planet is the most grievous threat to the United States of America, which is our national debt, which is ballooning to $37 trillion any day now. Any day before Donald Trump takes office, it will be $37 trillion. We're adding $1 trillion worth of debt every 90 to 100 days. That needs to be dealt with. There is a tsunami off the coast of the United States of America, a financial tsunami. It's not even off the coast. It's already hitting the coast, and it has to be dealt with. And it's amazing to me, and I know I say this all the time, that congressmen and women won't stop spending money to simply preserve their own finances. They certainly care a lot about their own finances because they use their governmental congressional positions to increase and enhance their own finances and their own wealth. So you would think that they would vote to sustain their own dollar value, right? Wouldn't you think that? Both Republicans and Democrats, Mike Johnson's always coming out, well, it's done. Woo, we passed it. Okay, you did what exactly? I mean, you passed it. So you just added $110 billion worth of debt to our $36 trillion debt. Why is that a woo? What did you save anybody from? You didn't save anybody from anything. All you did was not save them from the debt. Which could, by the way, lead to a Great Depression that would make 1929 look like a church picnic. Yeah, because all of these margin calls where you owe $37 trillion, and a lot of the people who own that debt are now a part of the BRICS movement, the breakaway from the dollar movement. It's not what it stands for, but I'm just telling you. You might want to be paying off your debt because when they have those margin calls and you have the BRICS movement, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
Yep.
And there's other countries like they're trying to get to join, like Brazil. It may have already joined. Turkey, Brazil may have already joined. But anyway, all of those people are trying to break away from the dollar. And you're also stealing $50 billion from Russia. We seized $50 billion from Russia, who are part of the BRICS movement, to send to Ukraine. And then we just send another $8 billion to Ukraine. But anyway, when all those margin calls come, what are we going to do? All of that cash flows back into the United States of America. That puts a loaf of bread at $112, folks. I'm not exaggerating. If anything, I'm playing it down. And here we go again. So when you hear Chip Roy, Donald Trump's attacking Chip Roy. Chip Roy's right on this one. Chip Roy was wrong on the insurrection. Speaking against Donald Trump as if he was an insurrectionist. Wrong on that. Wrong on impeaching Ken Paxton. Has been a cuckboy, but he hasn't been a cuckboy for years. So this bill never should have passed. And by the way, as usual, speaking of cuckboys, Mike Johnson, it was supposed to be a clean series of clean bills. It was supposed to be a series of line item singular bills. That's what it was supposed to be. See those 34 Republicans that voted against it? They were going to vote for the single bills. You come in with clean bills, one for disaster relief, one for agriculture, which that is unexplainable to me. And then one for whatever else. So clean bills. I have a list of it, but we'll do that later. But anyway, so clean bills. And then Mike Johnson, because the Democrats didn't want clean bills. So if you don't want clean bills, what kind of bill would you want, Aaron?
Dirty.
Dirty bills.
Yeah.
If you don't want clean bills, then you certainly want dirty bills. If you don't want voter ID, then you want voter fraud. It's life is very easy.
Yep.
It is actually quite simple. So that's what it's supposed to go. So here's how it went down. Just a Jordan Conradson tweet. Breaking government funding bill passes. Averting government. Oh, thank goodness that we averted a government shutdown. Everybody ever lived through a government shutdown before? We all have in this room, and you have that are watching right now. You know what it did? Nothing.
Yep.
It's chronicled. Even John Stossel went out and chronicled. Nobody cared. So why do we need to avert something? It's like California right now with their they've declared a state of emergency for the bird flu, and they said it was an emergency and there's no threat to humans, but yet they've created a state of emergency. They've declared a state of emergency. Same thing here. Same thing. You're declaring a state of emergency for something that's not an emergency, and you're averting something that's not worth averting. Woo! We averted it. Who cares? It'd be like me walking outside, and a little tiny feather flies by me. Oh! I averted the feather. Who cares? Doesn't matter that you averted it. You did actually avert the feather, but who cares that you averted it?
Right.
I averted the ant on the ground. Ooh! Nobody cares. So notice now, I'll ask the guys in the room here. If every Democrat votes for it, can it be good?
No.
Okay, because every single one of them did.
Yeah.
The only ones that didn't were somebody who voted present and didn't vote. And by the way, 15 Republicans no voted. I didn't get that list. I'll have to look at it. So those are a bunch of people that either couldn't be there or are obfuscating for whatever reason. I don't know. But 196, this is a typical Mike Johnson bill. All Democrats vote for it. Typical Mike Johnson. But you're like, Tom, Trump and Vance are involved in it. Yeah, they are. They are to some extent. I mean, Mike Johnson said he was on the phone with Trump all day. So to some extent, they are. And I wasn't for last night's bill. That was pure Trump, allegedly. But Trump, you know, again, everyone wants to credit, you know, 4D chess, 5D chess, whatever it may be. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. But this right here, I believe, is this Donald Trump not wanting to deal with a government shutdown right when he takes office, okay? Which, for me, been better to deal with it. Better to deal with it. But anyway, all right, let's go. Well, here's some stuff from what's there? Grok?
Yeah, Grok.
The greatest AI platform there is created by Elon Musk. Which, by the way, Elon definitely didn't want the first CR. Where is he at on these latest two? Really been kind of quiet. Weird. And again, I just want to make this clear. This is better than the original, but it's still spending at post-COVID post-COVID numbers, post-COVID levels. Why are we spending at post-COVID levels when all the additional spending was for COVID? Aaron, can you make sense of that?
Nope.
If all the increases were for COVID,
yeah,
COVID only, remember we spent $7 trillion. How much was actually spent on COVID? $800 billion. So we're missing $6.2 trillion. We have no idea where that went. It's almost like the military's missing their money. But why are we still spending? Remember, because we had to spend extra money. We had to spend extra money to fight off the second coming of the bubonic plague. 60% death rate. 60% death rate. COVID-19, 0.1% death rate. So we had to spend all this extra money. So I'll just make up the numbers. So before our fiscal budget every year, now even though we haven't had one written since the Obama administration, our budget basically every year was, $4 to $5 trillion. So we'll just put it at $5 trillion because every year we were adding to the debt. So when COVID hit, we jacked it up to around $7 trillion per year, $6.8 trillion. Okay, because we had to fight off the bubonic plague. Dos. And to fight it off. So why are we still spending it now that the virus is gone? Even though there never was a pandemic. Why? Can anybody explain that to me? Where's all that money going? Where's it going? I mean, seriously, explain it to me. Where's it going? If we were spending $5 trillion, now we're spending $7 trillion because of COVID and the COVID's gone. Why have we not reverted back to 2019 spending? Are you getting it? I'm not getting any of the money. Brent? Aaron, you guys getting any of it?
No. Nope.
Okay, just checking, because I'm not getting any of it. I'm not getting any checks every month. Here are the additional details from Grok, Elon Musk's AI platform on Twitter, on X. Here are the additional details on the newest continuing resolution CR that has passed Congress. Well, the good things, no congressional raises, but there is a COLA increase. And in typical Mike Johnson style, it's retroactive to 2009. Oh my God. So it could actually mean 3.8% increase in pay for Congress this year, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, all the way to 2009, which would be a 60% increase in pay.
Oh, my gosh.
Which they were asking for a 40% increase in pay. So now none of that's been proven yet. You could read it that way so that there's always plausible deniability when they actually institute these raises that, well, that's how we read the bill. That those are for all the Christians that said out of Romans that you needed to obey your ruling authorities. Here they are. Even though you don't have a ruling authority, you have a ruling document. Good things about the bill. There's no subpoena blockages for members of Congress and the Senate because they had it in a spending bill. That if your phone, if your devices got subpoenaed, you as a congressman or woman were exempted from it. Not Brent, not Aaron, not me, not you, but Ilhan Omar would be. And very conveniently, so would all members of the J6 non-select committee. Very convenient that that's put in a spending bill. Weird. You're gonna shut down the government? How would I be shutting down the government, a government by not agreeing to not agreeing to congressional exemptions for telecommunication subpoenas. I mean, the folks, you just have to understand. I know that I'm preaching to the choir. I'm just saying you have to understand the galactic levels of corruption and self-aggrandizement in our government. Good part, no removal of the debt ceiling, but a $4 trillion increase to the debt ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
According to numbers.
Oh.
Early calculations numbers, this will add $4 trillion to the debt, but we didn't move the debt ceiling.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Pooper's full. The CR extends government funding through March 14th, 2025, avoiding a shutdown. Disaster relief includes $100 billion for disaster relief. Now, for the most needy, I understand it. It's going to sound cold and callous, and it's not politically correct. But if you're someone like me and you burn it all to the ground every week, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because you never know what's going to be said from the pulpit at this church, ever, and from this desk, ever. Certainly not politically correct. Why is it that we have to rebuild everybody's houses in a disaster? Nobody rebuilt mine. Yours, Aaron?
Nope.
Brent?
Nope.
Okay. Why? Good. When you guys get in a car crash, who pays your deductible?
Me.
Okay, what do you pay every month so that you don't have to pay for the rest?
Insurance.
There you go. So why, okay. Now, for the most destitute, right here, that's what the church is for. And listen, I'm all right with the government to some extent doing that, but why are we paying for everybody? And why in the world are we spending billions on farms for profit? You're farming for profit. Well, they're not making any profit. The reason why they're not making profit is oftentimes they're actually paid to not harvest or plant crops. And then me and you pay them not to do it. And that is actually, Alex Jones talks about this all the time from John Kerry. We're gonna shut down most farms in the world so none of us starve to death. That's John Kerry. That's what he said. We're gonna shut down most farms so we don't starve to death. So disaster relief, $100 billion. Agriculture, $10 billion in aid for farmers, providing economic assistance to agricultural sectors. Weird, isn't it? I remember last night we were reading this. It was for those that were affected by national disasters.
Yeah.
Okay, it's gone.
Oh.
Sorry, this is the government that all the Christians obeyed during COVID. You're like, Tom, let it go. No, because I'll let it go when I hear all the Christians repent. Mm-hmm. I'll stop picking on Karine Jean-Pierre when I hear her say she's wrong and actually comes out with an official retraction for all of her lies. Same thing with anybody else. You come out with an official retraction. And again, I'm not trying to pick on Chip Roy. This is actually a compliment. Chip Roy, and he's the only one I've heard ever. I have a pastor friend of mine who's not famous, and he's the only one, other one I've heard ever come out and say, I was wrong to ever put that mask on. I was wrong. I haven't heard. Have you, Aaron, have you heard one pastor say that?
No.
I haven't either. Not one.
No.
And every, basically, statistically speaking, outside of the orbit that I'm in, which is in the Rodney Howard Brown orbit, the Jonathan Shuttlesworth orbit, Archer Pulaski orbit, I know all of those guys. They've all spoken at this church. More than once. So Outside of them, everybody closed. I know there's, I know Greg Locke, I don't know, and there's other people. I'm just saying on a statistical basis. Now, some of you attended churches that never closed. I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying on a statistical level, even if your church didn't close, how many around you didn't? So, I mean, how many around you did? Statistically, every church closed. Every church mitigated. Nobody comes out and says they're sorry, ever. So unless somebody comes out and repents, I really don't care what they have to say. And they, I do not restore them to full credibility. I don't restore them to any level of credibility. So back to the farmers. Additionally, there's a one-year extension. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness for a one-year extension of the Farm Bill, which ensures continual support for various agricultural programs. What does that mean? $10 billion is going to health care. The CR contains provisions for health care, including extending telehealth flexibilities under Medicare and a five-year reauthorization of legislation aimed at combating the opioid crisis. Okay, so we're spending at post-COVID levels for the opioid crisis. Why? All that money was supposed to go to COVID, so is it now going to the opioid crisis? Don't think so. How's that going now that we're spending all this money on the opioid crisis? How's that going? 100,000 extra fentanyl deaths per year. It's going great. Fantastic. Military and veterans, funding continues at fiscal year 2024 levels, $824 billion levels. Funding a bunch of bases we don't need. I'm not talking about cutting one soldier. I'm talking about, you know what? Let's get some technical infrastructure. Let's start advancing in the technical realm, in the AI realm, in the technology realm, and not so much putting bases out there so that ISIS and Hamas and Hezbollah can attack them, and then we have to fight back, and that's all what the military-industrial complex wants, so we have to buy more weapons, NATO-approved weapons from the military-industrial complex. How about we just don't do that anymore? How about we stop being the world's policemen and stop spending hundreds of billions and even trillions of dollars in wars we refuse to win? And it's on purpose that you're in Afghanistan for 20 some odd years, in Iraq for 20 some odd years. It's all on purpose so that the military-industrial complex, which finances the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist slash Democratic Party and the rhinos here in America, which are the Democratic Party, one and the same. It's all on purpose. We don't need it. You're like, Tom, you're saying cut the million. I'm not talking about cutting one military person. I'm not talking about one less ship. I'm talking about, you know what? We need to close some bases because they're useless and all they are targets. Why are 2,000 soldiers in Syria right now? What do we do there? Anybody figure that out? No, I can't. Why do we have bases in countries that are supposed to be defending themselves? Why do we pay more than everybody else in the NATO? Why? When we do more than everybody else, why do we pay more? Why not only do we provide all the bases, all the missiles, all the ships, all the tanks, why do we do all of that and yet we still pay more into NATO than everybody else? Isn't it time for this gravy train to end? It's so taboo. You got to cut the military. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about cutting one soldier, one ship, one airplane. I'm talking about, you know what? We need to do a lot more. R&D, research and development into hypersonic technology, because we are obviously way behind. And many other things. And we could be the greatest military again in 2 years. It'd take us 2 years. That's it. Education. Oh, good. Department of Education. Student loan servicing activities have continued. With funding. Oh, don't worry. With funding flexibility to prevent disruptions. What does that even mean? All it means is hundreds of billions of your dollars are going to something that will never benefit you and don't benefit anybody else. But the people who facilitate the funding, they get to have a job and they get to have a promotion and they get to say yay or nay to various grants that do nothing as we continue to hurl towards $37 trillion in debt. Told you it's a boring podcast. I'm sorry, it's boring. This is what we got to talk about. Transparency measures. Aaron, can you explain that to me? It includes measures to increase transparency in hotel and live event ticket pricing. Just come over here and kick me in the nuts.
I can if you'd like.
Okay,
but
I mean, you'd have to do like a heel kick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes no sense.
All right, so 194, all Democrats voted for it except for one that voted present, and then a couple voted not. Now, they had 85 days to settle this, but of course, what they do, it's all about leverage. Everything's about leverage. Leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by the globalists. It's about leverage. This was supposed to be worked on 85 days ago, and they waited to even mention it till 10 days before now. So 75 days, they did absolutely nothing so that they could leverage it over everybody so they have the dark, horrible December 20th government shutdown date to use to leverage people into voting for the stupid thing. 85 days, 75 of those days absolutely wasted so that they could leverage hesitant congressmen and women into voting for this thing. Increases spending by $100 billion and adds $110 billion to the deficit. Early numbers are saying the debt will increase by $4 trillion if these spending levels continue. There you go.
That's your ticket.
Aaron sent me something. I'll read this. The Ticket Act. Oh, this is important.
This is for the ticket thing.
This is really important. Get ready. This is our federal government needs to be involved in tickets.
Yes.
The Ticket Act mandates that ticket sellers must display the total price of the ticket. Are we all adults? Okay. I really don't need Ilhan Omar or AOC to hold my hand when I buy a ticket. I'm good. I don't need Republicans or Democrats to hold my hand when I buy a ticket. I don't buy them anyway. I make my son buy them. But I'm just saying, including all fees, right from the start of the transaction. This is really important as part of this spending bill. Insurers, consumers see the full cost up front. Well, if you're so stupid that you buy things without that, then you're an idiot. You deserve to get ripped off.
Agreed.
You're just a stupid idiot. And like, Tom, I've been ripped off before. That's you who got ripped off. You know what I say whenever I get ripped off? I got ripped off. I don't go, Congress should have kept me from getting ripped off. It's just like saying I should call my mother. Hey, mommy, I got ripped off. My mom would hang up on me. All right. So the people who voted against it, 34 of them. I'm not going to read you all. Here's some key names. Jim Banks. I mean, you're talking about a real conservative. Andy Biggs, real conservative. Dan Bishop, real conservative. Laura Boebert, real conservative. Tim Burchett, can't get any more conservative. Always on Bannon's War Room. Eli Crane, SEAL Sniper, can't get any more conservative. These are key names. Wesley freaking Hunt. Nancy Mace, who has recently been somebody who you can't get any more conservative than. Thomas Massie, Corey Mills, and Corey Mills said, it was supposed to be a bunch of standalone bills. I'm reading his quote. It's not a quote, but it's a summation of his quote. Standalone bills were the answer, that is a quote, for disaster relief, for farms, and for minimal government funding. And they all got the rug pulled out from them because that, as usual, is what Mike Johnson said he was going to do. But Hakeem, guess I was going to make a joke that's totally inappropriate about Hakeem's name. It had nothing to do with being Muslim either. But anyway. And it's rattling around in my head. Let it go. So anyway, so that was supposed to be, but in typical Mike Johnson fashion, Hakeem Jeffries wouldn't agree to it. So, well, if Hakeem won't agree to it, all Mike Johnson had to do was get these 34 people to agree to it. He didn't need to get Hakeem to agree to it. So, Aaron, explain it to me. You have all the votes to pass the bill.
Yes.
You don't need any collaboration or cooperation from Democrats.
Right.
So why not get your 34 Trumpsters to vote for it? So does that not tell you that Mike Johnson is not on your side?
Yeah.
Because he's purposely going and making sure that Democrats are happy with his bill. So bend over, spread them wide. Don't even grab your ankles. Grab each butt cheek. And spread it wide for Hakeem. Why? You own the purse. You are Congress. Why am I getting all fired up? It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Follow the law. Silent night. We three kings. Why? I mean, like, why? Why would you not want to get? Why would you? How about getting Scott Perry on board? Keith Self, Chip Roy, get him on board. Why would you go to Democrats when you don't have to? That'd be like you're lining up to play football and trying to convince the other team to cooperate with you. Why? Amazing. I mean, I want to understand. I really want to understand why Mike Johnson holds all the cards and gives away his power to Hakeem Jeffries. And Nancy Pelosi is laying in Belgium right now with a broken hip. Why? It's because he's truly a Democrat. He wants to bring in as much Democratic Party influence as he can because that's who he is. No, Tom, he has the Bible fish cover. He looks conservative. He's got the part, right? You know, like my part almost. This is more definitive, though.
Yeah.
Part's over, and he looks conservative. Does he legislate conservative? They all look conservative, don't they? But do they legislate conservative? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, 2 Samuel 6:17. All right, I got to get off of this, or that'll be it for the night. It's all right. I can't. Is it really 9:41? Is that a fake? Are you faking me?
It's real. It's real. You got 17 minutes.
Short show tonight, boys. Short show tonight. Short show tonight, everybody. 7:17. Watching right now. I can't believe we have with the college football playoffs going on right now. I can't believe we have 700. I was planning on like 14 people watching tonight. So thank you for the 770 people that are watching. And if we're on CTN. We weren't earlier.
Yeah, yep,
we're on CTN. Welcome, Globe. To the TLP podcast, as we are global. Everybody who I shouted you out on the chat earlier, that was to the globe, because we are live on CTN, which is global, international CTN, as well as local CTN right now. All right, so let's change subjects. Let's go to Germany. The things in their cultural transition, we'll call it, since transitioning is a very popular term these days on the globalist left. Well, their transition into Muslim appeasement is going really, really well. Breaking 9/11 video. Play it for me, Brent.
One.
Now, side by side that, Aaron, whenever you can. So, now, nobody knows specifically. Well, they know who it is now. And we all knew immediately this was a Christmas market. So when you open, now in the name of compassion, in the name of enlightenment, in the name of open-mindedness, in the name of virtue signaling, look how open I am to all cultures. I'm going to open up the biggest economy in Europe, which is Germany. Germany drives the EU. It drives all of Europe. As usual, right? Drives it. And you're going to open up your citizenry. Those are German citizens being run down by a wanted man out of Saudi Arabia who's allowed into Germany in their open borders policy. The latest numbers that I saw were 11 dead and numerous injured. All right, let's go to the next one, Brett. Nick Sorter video breaking. The Christmas market attacker in Germany is a Saudi Arabian national born in 1974. This is the video of his arrest. Play for me. So, Aaron, put yourself on. Now, with that, tell them about the barrier thing again.
Yeah, so I saw a video about a week ago on X showing them putting concrete barriers to try to stop this from happening to multiple different Christmas markets.
Because
this has happened before. This is not the first time that this has happened.
So, explain to me why it is that you would live in this level of insanity, of accepted insanity. Like, put a mask on, stand 6 feet apart, close down your business. It's learned helplessness. It's Stockholm syndrome. You learn to accept insanity. Why do you have to put up concrete barriers? Okay, I'm older than everybody else in this room by a lot. I can flat out tell you guys this. When I was a kid and when I was a young adult, when I was Aaron's age, because Aaron and I are 26 years apart, something like that. When I was Aaron's age, you know how many concrete barriers needed to be put up anywhere? None. Because there were no Islamic extremists in our countries. Tom, you're Islamophobic. Call me whatever you want. I ain't scared of no Muslim. I'm just telling you, the Islamic faith is a violent, vile, demonic faith. That's what it is. You tell me, Tom, that all Islamic people are violent? No, but ask every Islamic person if Israel has the right to exist. Ask them all. Ask the most timid of Muslims. Ask them that, and they will tell you. Ask any of them if they support Sharia law. Now, I know we have wonderful groups in America like Queers for Palestine who say that, you know, we need to welcome in the faith, welcome in the Islamic faith. If that faith installed that which they want to install, all the Queers for Palestine would be hanging off of bridges and thrown off of 5-story buildings. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm for freedom of religion. You want to be Islamic? You have the freedom to do it. You do. You have the right to be an atheist too. You have the right to badmouth Jesus. You'll answer for it. I'm just saying you have the right to do it. I'm for freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Absolutely. But I'm not allowed to disobey laws because of my Christianity. Why is it that we have autonomous zones for Muslims in the United States and in the UK? London's unrecognizable. That they don't have to obey any laws. And why is it that in the UK and probably Canada, if you say something anti-Muslim, you get arrested, but not if you say something anti-Christian? When it gets to most favored status, it needs to be taken down. If you can actually pull this up on Twitter right now, X. Many countries right now are starting to tear down mosques because they're so sick of it. Because Islam is a plague on the world. Tom, you're gonna get all kinds of heat for this. No more heat than I always get. I don't care.
It's true.
I don't care. So what I'm saying is this, freedom of religion, for sure. But when your freedom of religion starts to make the public unsafe, bye-bye to that freedom. Because that's not what freedom's all about. Freedom of speech, you can say whatever you want. You can denounce whatever you want. That doesn't harm anybody. I know the left is trying to make speech violence. It's not, obviously. But when you're starting to institute Sharia law, anything, this is the easy way to put it. Here's the easy way. Just came to me in a succinct way. When your religion trumps the Constitution, bye-bye. Because then it's no longer covered by the First Amendment. That's simple, very simple. And Christianity would never, ever trump the Constitution. It can't. It can't. The only way that Christianity would ever trump the Constitution is if you made an amendment to the Constitution demanding that I denounce Christianity. Then that will be the enemy in the Constitution. But that will never happen since the Constitution was written by Christians, evangelical ones at that. All right, go to the next one for me, Brent. So here it is, terrorist and Magdeburg. I'm going to do the best I can. Magdeburg. Christmas market attack identified as 50-year-old Saudi Arabian national who has lived in Germany since 2006 and now decides to drive over, 150 people, killing 11 is the report, and many others injured. All right, let's go to the next one. Johnny MAGA video. Listen to what CNN said right after it happened. Listen to what CNN said. Play it for me, Brett.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. I just wanted to add to that quickly. Because we don't know, it's just worth saying, because we didn't cover it in the opening, you know, Germany's government did collapse a few days ago. They have heightened, let's just say, energy in the political space in Germany right now, including the potential, you know, that you would have right-wing elements as well as left-wing. So I just wanted to add that to Josh's litany, correct litany, that you're looking at both the foreign, but also this wasn't a normal week in German politics.
So this CNN contributor, it's right after it happens, CNN contributor, she has to jump in. She is so propelled and compelled by whatever it is that she needs to say, which is to obfuscate. But anyway, she is so full of zeal to get in that which she has to say. This Juliet KM, former DH, of course, DHS Assistant Secretary. She is so motivated. She interrupts their broadcast. I just have to say, this could be a right winger. A right winger from Saudi Arabia? That right wing? Saudi Arabia? Illegal immigrant from Saudi Arabia, right wingers. Name all the right wing illegal aliens, shall we? Just imagine being so propaganda driven that you're going to shout above the other anchors, and you are just so adamant that you've got to get your leftist propaganda in. Oh, this could be a right winger. It could be a right winger. Is it ever a right winger? Let's go back, shall we? I mean, I'm thinking right now, it's all rolling back in my head. I'm thinking of all the mass shootings. I'm thinking of the car, because we had the same thing happen in America at a Christmas parade. Was that any of those right wingers? How many were run over at the Christmas parade? 50? Remember that, Aaron, that
yeah.
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Right winger? No, absolutely not. I'm trying to think of when is it ever a right winger? Ever?
No.
The greatest threat, of course, it's all lies because we live in an inverted world. Whatever they tell you is the greatest threat is the least threat. Greatest threat to America is white supremacist terrorism. White national supremacist terrorism. That's what Joe Biden and Christopher Wray say. And there never is a white supremacist terrorist. Never actually does anything. And most of the people that they call white nationalists are not supremacists like you and me. And there's plenty of people who are nationalists who are black. So I had to show you this one. I've had this one loaded up for a while, but I had to show you. Here's what the German police were on and about doing prior to this. This was their focus, where they focused on the Christmas market terrorist who's from Saudi Arabia and has been living there since 2006 as an illegal. I think you might want to go after that guy, right? That's not who they're going after. Here's who they're going after, Ian Miles Chong video. German police are profiling old ladies at Christmas markets to confiscate the knives they carry for self-protection. Now, you have to put up concrete barriers to protect yourself. Remember when we used to not have to put up concrete barriers? People just accept that as normal. They're brainwashed, and then they'll vote for the funding for it. Got to vote for that funding.
Yeah.
For the concrete barriers. You're brainwashed. It's literally like voting. It's literally like paying mafia protection. You're paying the person to protect you who is the threat against you.
That's good.
So here, there's been such an increase, like in London, like in England, of knife attacks, because they've outlawed guns, but their murder rate goes up and their rape rate goes up way through the roof, like world record rape rates. Very hard to say, tongue twister. So now ladies, even older ladies, have to carry knives with them in Germany. You're like, come on, folks. This is really the American equivalent in Europe, along with like the UK. I mean, this is their biggest economy. This is a very first world country, a nuclear power, folks. And you have to walk around the street with a knife? Why? Because you don't want to get raped. You know what really pisses me off? Is on these social media platforms where you have to use the word pow, pow, and S-A.
Yeah.
Because you can't say sexual assault. You can't say rape, so you say S-A. And you're not allowed to say firearm or gun or you'll get censored. And speaking of brainwash, everyone just accepts it. So they start using the verbiage so they don't get banned. Why not just get banned? If everybody gets banned, there is no platform. But instead, everybody acquiesces. Everybody capitulates. Okay, I'll just say S-A. All the various conservative platforms. Okay, I won't say anything about the vaccines. I won't talk about excess death rates because if I do, I'm going to get banned. Well, get banned and get broke. Isn't it better to gain the kingdom of God than to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Like, Tom, you go off into various tributaries at the moment of the drop of a dime. I know. It's part of the charm of the podcast. It's the charm of the podcast. So here's what German police are doing. Not going after the illegal Saudi Arabian border invader who just killed 11 of your citizens driving through a Christmas market. No, we got to send six cops or four cops after old lady with a knife. Play for me, Brent.
Bis heute wurde kein Messer gefunden.
Polizei mit einer Personentaschenkontrolle.
Dann dürfen Sie gerade einmal zur Kollegin, die schaut gerade mal bei Ihnen. Genau, ich fange mal mit Ihrer Handtasche an kurz. Sie haben nichts aber dabei, kein Messer. Okay.
Nicht, dass ich wüsste.
Ja, okay.
Ich habe auch ein Messer irgendwo, aber gucken Sie mal auf der Seite.
Wo?
Auf der Seite.
Da?
Aber ich weiß es nicht. Ich räume die immer als hier.
Ja, doch, da ist tatsächlich eins.
Ist was drin?
Ja.
Ja, kleines.
Gut.
Das
ist das Problem, dass auch sowas jetzt grundsätzlich halt dann eine Ordnungswidrigkeit wäre. Deswegen müssten wir dieses Messer behalten.
That's their priority, is confiscating Swiss Army knives. And by the way, Brent was talking about this thing, just go up and search your stuff. Yeah, there's no constitution there. You ought to get a constitution, German citizenry, now, before it's too late, and you got Adolf II coming. Doesn't take but a minute for that to happen. If Donald Trump hadn't won this election, we'd be like Adolf II with Kamala. So that was their priority, confiscating. And by the way, man, if you're going to have a knife to protect yourself, don't get a Swiss Army knife. I mean, what are you going to do when that guy's attacking you? You got to get your thumbnail underneath that thing and pull it. You don't want to have to use fine motor skills. You want a buck knife. Yeah, that's it. But I digress. So that was their priority. So let's go to London. Let's take a little visit to London here. Defiant L's video. Trump, look at Paris. Look at London, because it's the same as Germany. They're no longer recognizable. Play for me.
You've seen what happened when Europe opened their doors to jihad. Look at Paris. Look at London. They're no longer recognizable. And I'm going to get myself into a lot of trouble with the folks in Paris and the folks in London. But you know what? That's the fact. They are no longer recognizable, and we can't let that happen to our country. We have incredible culture, tradition. Nothing wrong with their culture, their tradition. We can't let that happen here, and I'll never let it happen to the United States of America.
For the love of all that is good, mute it, Aaron, but play it side by side. Would you, that same one?
Yeah.
Because I just, again, I have some commentary that I have to reveal that's just, you know, just riveting. Notice the masked idiots all around him. And this all of this societal, social, religious appeasement is all absolutely embodied in the willingness to wear a ridiculous mask in December of 2024. Absolutely. Look at the idiots around him. There's the cops with the mask on. Idiot walks by with the mask on. Because you're such a sheep. You're such a compliant, non-questioning sheep that you allow a man to go up there with a giant sound system and blow out all of London with the Islamic call to prayer. How about we go up and sing, "Blessed is your name"? Would we get permitted for that? And there's the idiot walking by with the mask. You know, if that was me, I can tell you, I wouldn't be walking by compliantly. First of all, I'd never have a stupid mask on. But that guy just can't get by any faster. I don't want to be bothered. Okay, you cannot be bothered until the day they take your home, until the day they rape and murder your wife or your daughter or somebody else, until Sharia law gets put in place and you don't comply and you get killed for it or you get locked up for it. London is gone. You need to see the videos about London. I could spend 3 hours playing you one Islamic dominance video of London. I could do it for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
One video after another about basically the Islamic conquering of London. The Islamic dominance of London. The mayor's is Islamic of London. This is where we're at. And everybody's doing it, saying, "But look at my virtue." It's really virtuous to allow a religion in that wants to kill you. That is their Bible. That is their Quran. To kill the infidel. To suppress the infidel. Giving themselves all sorts of rights with your women. That's why there's mass rapes. I'm not saying SA. Ban me. I don't care. That's mass. I'm talking about galactic 40% increases in rapes. all done by Islamic illegal immigrants. How many do they have in Hungary? None. You know why? Because they don't get in. Tom, that's Islamophobic. I don't care. I'm not racist against any of the people. I hate your religion. Your religion is garbage. I hate Buddhism too. I hate anything that's not Christianity because it causes people to go to hell. I don't hate the people. I hate the religion. There you go. Got to be any clearer than that? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm going to be clear.
Very clear.
All right. Let's go to the next one, Brett. Libs a TikTok video. You're like, back to the CR. I just want to make a point. This is just a point. I have to show you the lies of the Democrats. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries blames Republicans for killing a bill. Now, this is before it was all agreed upon by Hakeem. But you know, if Hakeem agrees with you, then you're wrong. Simple as that. It's like having Fauci agree with you or Bill Gates agree with you. If Bill Gates is on your side, you're on the wrong side. If Bill Gates is on your side, so Satan. Just so you know. But Hakeem Jeffries comes out and blames Republicans for killing a bill. That was the first CR. Killing a bill with funding for child cancer research. Is any of that true? Let's listen to him talk first. Play for me, Brent.
Republicans are marching America to a painful government shutdown that will crash the economy and hurt working class Americans because they would rather enact massive tax cuts for their billionaire donors than fund cancer research for children.
Let's go over everything that Hakeem said, shall we? Let's look over everything he said. He said that the shutdown, this horrible government shutdown, catastrophic government shutdown, it's not a catastrophe, lie. It would crash the economy. I've already been through one or two. Doesn't do any of the sort. Matter of fact, I think it boosts the economy. Also a lie. Would hurt middle class Americans. How would it hurt us if the government shuts down? Do you get your paycheck from the government, Aaron?
Nope.
I don't.
Nope.
So, well, I'm not worried about it. So I don't care. So it doesn't hurt middle class Americans, of which I'm a part. So doesn't hurt. So that's a lie. And then, of course, the coup de grace of all. A bill, the Republicans refused to vote for a bill that funds child cancer research. Now, first of all, this is what I went over this last night, but this is what they always do. They will always attach something to a bill, one thing. So they'll attach one good thing and 40 literal blasphemous atrocities. So let's just say the Save the Puppies bill. Who wouldn't want to save puppies? I mean, you know from the post game, I am a dog connoisseur. Love dogs. Love them. If I wasn't pastoring a church, I'd be pastoring dogs at a dog rescue. Way easier than pastoring people. Pastoring dogs. Very easy. Shepherding dogs. So I love dogs. So what they'll do is they'll say, they put save the $1 billion to save the puppies. And then $75 billion to cut off testicles, breasts, and penises of minors, illegals, and transitioning prisoners. And $600 million for abortion. And then when you vote against it, Aaron, what did they say you're voting against?
Voting against saving the puppies.
That's what they do. Yeah. Same thing. That's what Hakeem is doing here. So what really happened, though? Shai Raichik lives a TikTok. The only problem with that is a standalone bill for that exact funding for child cancer research. Standalone bill for funding child cancer research was passed by the Republican-controlled House and then blocked by the Democrat-controlled Senate back in March. So Hakeem voted against it. And now he's saying that Republicans are voting against it. It was already passed. And when it was passed, Hakeem voted against it. And Chuck Schumer refused to bring it to the Senate floor. It was already passed. That exact funding for child cancer research was already passed by Republicans in March of 2024. And Chuck Schumer did nothing about it. Lying, dog-faced pony soldiers. Unbelievable. So I got to show you this. You want to see totalitarianism in action? I'm not even going to read this to you. We'll discuss it afterwards. I just have to show you. Look at how the state house in Michigan runs. Play for me, Brent.
A Democrat lawmaker in Michigan was forced to hide from security today in the Republican leader's office because her own party sent the guards to hunt her down and bring her back to the floor to vote on legislation that she wanted no part of. Not only did they send security after her, though, the Attorney General of Michigan, Dana Nessel, went online and publicly threatened the representative by name with criminal charges if she failed to show up to session. Democrats lost control over the Michigan House back in November, but they don't give over control until January, so they were trying to ram through a bunch of last-minute craziness, and even their own members didn't support it, so now they have resorted to strong-arming and threatening them until they do what they want them to do. Michigan's government is in shambles right now, and you can see it on live TV. This was the moment that the Democrat Speaker of the House ordered security to hunt down one of his own Democrat members.
Speaker Pro Tem, I move to order a call of the House.
Speaker moves for a call of the House. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. A call of the House is ordered. Sergeants, please bring members back to the chamber and bar the doors.
Oh, my gosh.
And bar the doors, baby. That's Michigan.
Wow.
That's the United States of America. You have three childless cat ladies who run, whether they're childless or not, I don't know. They're either symbolically or actually childless cat ladies running. Not only childless cat babies, legitimate or symbolic, Nazi childless cat ladies running the state of Michigan. Wretched Whitless, the governor, Dana Nessel, the AG, and Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, where, listen to this, Michigan Democrats are forcing through so many radical bills before they lose Wall Street Apes, video Wall Street Apes article. So many radical bills before they lose the majority, because they just lost, which is, that's great, that one of their own Democrat reps tried to hide so she wouldn't have to vote. That's how radical these bills are. Probably a lot of penis lopping off going on. Democrats responded by having security hunt her down and threatened her with prison. So we had on Capitol Hill today, many people no voted. Many people no showed the vote. And they're not going to prison. But in Michigan, I guess according to AG Dana Nessel. So many things I could say about her, but I can't. According to her, if you don't show up and vote, you've committed some sort of criminal act, criminal infraction. You violated Michigan state statutes. Like to see that law. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole judicial system, is find some sort of it doesn't even qualify as tacit connection to a crime, and fill out an affidavit charging somebody with it. Like if I said, the Democratic Party must go down, they could charge me with insurrection an assault or whatever it is, whatever they want. I'm going through Florida statutes in my mind right now. They could charge me with anything, because they could just use that. And if it's the right judge, and it's the right prosecutor, there's nothing to stop it. That's all the Trump charges. That's all the Navarro charges, all the Bannon charges, all the Flynn charges. All the charges against like Sidney Powell and all that back in the day. All just made up charges. Some tacit connection. Trump tried to overturn an election. Okay, if Trump qualifies as somebody who tried to overturn an election, then what about Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton, who still haven't accepted they lost their last elections? But Hillary acknowledged the defeat. Hillary called up Trump and acknowledged that she lost. That doesn't matter. She, over how many years now, close to 10 years, has said it was stolen from her and that she was an illegitimate president, that he was an illegitimate president, and it was given to him by Vladimir Putin. It doesn't matter that you verbally acknowledge anything. The only difference between Trump and Hillary is a concession. That's it. The verbiage is exactly the same. One gets criminally tried, one doesn't. And in the state of Michigan, if you don't show up to vote as a Democrat, maybe this will wake the Democrats up. Because we've been saying this under the moniker of Gators Gotta Eat for a long time. Because you can sit there and you can be, oh, I just applaud when Donald Trump gets charged with criminal offenses that don't exist. I applaud it because it's good for my political agenda. Okay, but if what's good for your political agenda burns down the country that you're allegedly trying to improve, then how good could your political agenda possibly be? And how good could the thing that you support be? If you're supporting banning speech of conservatives being arrested by their political opposition, you're all for that. Because in the moment, it helps you. But in the long run, it destroys your country that you're allegedly an advocate for. Well, I hope this wakes up Democrats, because this is what how Republicans have been treated. That you're going to be arrested for crimes that aren't even on the books. Democratic lawmaker Mission was forced to hide from security today. Her own party sent the guards to hunt her down. Bar the doors! And bring her back to the floor to vote on legislation she didn't want, she wanted no part of. Not only did they send security after her, though, the Attorney General of Michigan, Dana Nassel, went online and publicly threatened the representative by name with criminal charges she failed to show up in session. Democrats lost control of the Michigan House back in November, but they don't give over control until January. Now, obviously, you can see that now. Oh, man, is it really 10-10?
Yes, it
I don't
is.
Know what do I got? What do I got here? I'm gonna figure it. Got
to sift through.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to do the Joe Biden. Yeah, they've been covering up for forever that Joe Biden was senile. We got that. We're not gonna do that part. Brent, be ready. We're gonna move around.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm gonna cover two big things. Let's go to the real Robert video on Michael Byrd. You got that? Real Robert. It's probably 4 or 5 from where we are now.
Yeah, we got it.
Got it?
Yep.
All right, let's do the Michael Byrd thing. I'm going to just close up on some exciting stuff. The rest of this crap you don't need to hear. All right, play for me.
At 2:42 p.m., journalist Taylor Hansen is walking behind Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran from California, as she turns a corner and approaches the speaker's lobby, guarded by 3 police officers. MPD officer Luke Foskett approaches a window and looks out upon the crowd on the western side of the Capitol building.
You're live, right?
Yeah.
Moments later, members of the House seek shelter in the gallery while officers barricade entry into the chamber. It is at this moment that the only firearm to be discharged inside the Capitol that day can be loudly heard. The story of that gunshot is quite possibly the most tragic story of that day.
No! There's a gun!
Hey, he's got a gun!
The shot heard was a single round fired by Lieutenant Michael Byrd. It strikes Ashley Babbitt in the neck, and she falls back into the upper landing of the stairwell.
In the Capitol. Report of a shooting in the Capitol. Trying to ascertain information now.
It's kind of, it's serious business. So I wanted to cover this. So it's not exactly a great way to close out right before we go on a Christmas break here. But anyway, I want to show it because it's a very clear video. You have the, listen to this part now. January 6th, 2:45 p.m. Within 1 minute after shooting Ashley Babbitt, Michael Byrd made the following call. 405B, we got shots fired in the lobby. It's Michael Byrd, the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt. We got shots fired in the lobby of the House chambers. a chamber. Shots are being fired at us.
Oh my gosh.
This guy's not in prison right now. Michael Byrd, we got shots fired in the lobby. That is a recorded radio transmission from Michael Byrd. We got shots fired in the lobby. First of all, there was one shot. His. You know how you call that in? You say, I shot. That's what you do. Not shots fired. We got shots fired in the lobby of the House chamber. Shots are being fired at us, and we prepared to fire back at them. We have guns drawn. I'm looking at Aaron because I don't have anybody. I'm looking at a camera. It's very disturbing. We have guns drawn, prepared to fire back at them. Who fired at Mike? Here it is. Who's firing at Mike? Who's firing at Mike? Nobody. You don't shoot this person. Jeez. You grab a hold of her and you put her in flex cuffs. That's all you have to do. Look at behind her. The cops are behind her. If the cops didn't want her to go in, I think those burly SWAT team members could have restrained her. Don't you think, Aaron?
Yeah, yeah.
Then why are you shooting her when you see the cops behind her? And you're lying on the radio. And the man just got promoted a couple months ago. Shots are being fired at us. Where? How is the internal investigation? Why during the internal investigation was this never revealed? How did the internal investigation not lead to the firing and prosecution of a man lying on his radio? Shots are being fired at us, and we prepared to fire back at them. We have guns drawn. First of all, I only see one gun drawn, his. And he's looking out there. Who shoots? Pause it for just a second there. Oh, yo, man, if you could have paused it right, or just try to pause it with the cops in the frame. Just do the best you can. I know I'm putting you on the spot. Right there, that's perfect. Who takes that shot? Brent, Cincinnati cop. Who takes the shot? Okay, literally, Michael Byrd's 12 feet from that cop, and they were right there. Who would take a shot? Think about it. A lot of people, they're never on police calls, but... And again, I'm not saying that to denigrate anybody or be haughty in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying, or act superior. I'm not saying that. But I've been on a lot of police calls, and you would never shoot somebody who's already in the control of cops. Look at the cops, Aaron. That's a brilliant picture. The cops are right there. Well, there's a SWAT team. Who would shoot a person standing 5 feet in front of a SWAT team?
That's what I was going to ask.
Who would ever do that? Michael Byrd, he's an idiot. He's been an idiot his whole career, and he's lying on the radio. Approximately 35 seconds later, Michael Byrd made another radio call. 405B, that's him. We got an injured person. I believe that person was shot. Is that how you'd call that in?
Oh my.
No, you would say, I shot that person. Again, look at this. Who would shoot a person with this? Look at there. That's where she got shot. The cops are right there. They're right there. Who would shoot a cop standing in front? Who would shoot a woman, unarmed 115-pound woman, standing in front of a SWAT team? Who would do this? Unbelievable. And the guy gets promoted. Kevin McCarthy says he's a hero. Unbelievable. And said this. Kevin McCarthy said this shooting was justified. Unbelievable.
Way.
All right, Merry Christmas. Welcome to Foundation Church. How we roll here. Rumble Rants tonight. Chopper, Superdot, $50. Peg Joe, $20. Jana Jones, $20. Thank you guys so much for all the support. Really appreciate it. Gucci Buckeye, $20. BP2 Tim 17, $10. Black Pitbull Art, $10. Nitsua, $99, $10. Tammy Almargo, the matriarch of the chat, $10 like she does every night. Order in the court, $10. Thank you guys so much. I can't believe it's 836 people watching. I thank you guys. I didn't think that many people would be on tonight because of the football game. But anyway, I appreciate you. Very uplifting since I finished on a heavy note. Very uplifting post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Listen, We don't have to be apart for all this time. Got church service on Rumble. What are we all on, Aaron? On
Rumble, YouTube, X.
X.
Black Robe,
Rumble. Aaron, put yourself on. Where are we on?
We're on YouTube, Rumble, Black Robe, X, and Facebook during the message. We can't do worship because they ban us.
Okay.
They copyright us.
So there you go. Yeah. Oh, we're Facebook. We actually live during the message on Facebook?
Your message, yeah.
Oh, yep. Wow, okay. Yep. Florida Bubs, thank you so much. Now a new monthly supporter. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Florida Bubs. Love that name, too. But anyway, we don't have to be apart. If you need a little bit of politics, or maybe a lot, you never know what I'm going to say from the pulpit. You're like, Tom, it's Christmas. You can't be over political. You must never watch me. I don't care about any of that. I don't care. I'm seriously. I mean, it's December 22nd. I don't have to preach a sermon about Santa Claus. I don't care. And then it's what? The next one's like December 29th or something like that. So I bypass having to do any Christmas messages on frankincense and myrrh. It's over. Not that I ever would anyway. I just pray over and God gives it to me. But anyway, you never know what I'll say. So we can all be together. Let's do church together over the holidays. Let's do it. Even if you don't like church, come to church with me. Come to church with me the next two Sundays. Be here, right here at Foundation Church, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Aaron will take the stage. Aaron's on the stage all the time, but you'll see him around 10:15. I'll start preaching around 11. Join us. Believe me, love Trump, love transition, but you got to have Jesus. It's the only path to heaven. Aaron, what you got?
And don't forget about Christmas Eve service. We're also live for that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get to that.
Rumble. Okay, just making sure.
That's what I'm saying. We spend the whole week there. No, you're good. I'm glad to do it because, listen, the odds of me forgetting are high.
Just making
sure. So, Christmas Eve also, which is Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we'll be together live on all the same platforms.
Yep.
Live on all the same platforms. Let's do Christmas Eve together. Amen. If you're anywhere close to here, drive here. Let's meet. I'll meet you. I'll be standing out in the in the main entrance to the church right after. It's not really the foyer because it's outside, but what do you call that area? I don't know what you call that area. But I'll be standing outside the church right after the service, greeting everybody. You can introduce yourself to me. I'd love to meet you. You're like, Tom, can you do that with all those people? Yeah, I stand out there with all those people. I do. There'll be probably 1,000 people here on Christmas Eve, something like that. So just come. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about anything else. Come. You're going to love the service. It's very laid back. Sunday mornings are not laid back. That's hellfire, brimstone. That's the promises of God. God wants you well. God wants you wealthy. Promises of God, repentance, everything. But anyway, join us. Love to have you. Got to have Jesus. Let's break some records. Trying to break 712 live viewers on Sunday morning is our record. Trying to get to 1,000. Love you guys. Really do. Love you. Merry Christmas to everybody. If I don't see you until the next podcast, Merry Christmas until then. Hopefully I see you throughout the week, but regardless, Merry Christmas. Love y'all. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. Lots of Christmas stuff in the post game. You're going to love it. But again, love you guys. God bless you. I'll see you sometime this week and hopefully at church. But if not, I'll see you in a week. God bless you guys. I'll see you when I see you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for $1 a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8:16-17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.